So if you are still mixing up what is impact, what is sustainability, what is responsible and sustainable investing, this is a video which will hopefully clarify it all. So here behind me, you see capital spectrum from financially only to impact-only investments. So impact-only are philanthropic capital, charities, and so on. Financial-only are traditional investments which are driven by profit. In between, we have responsible, sustainable, and impact investments. So how are they different from each other? It all started with responsible investing, when some people couldn't sleep at night and they thought, let's exclude certain industries like tobacco, alcohol, weapon industries, pornography out of our investment scope, and they call it responsible investing. So basically it is exclusion. All right, some people thought it's not enough. We can do more and we should do more. Let's create environmental, social, and governance criteria, ESG, and it is actually representing sustainable investing. What does it do? They reduce CO2 emissions, they empower women and put more women in top management positions, they reduce waste, and so on. So basically here, you compare the companies and choose best in class based on environmental, social, and governance criteria. Fair enough, but what is the difference to impact investing? Impact investing is making big step forward in a way that they are mission-driven. So it is an underlying mission which is driving the whole impact investing sector. And of course, financial sustainability. So we are not talking about charity and philanthropy here. It is an investment, but it has an underlying mission and profit at the same time. But it's not yet deep enough. Let me show you one more slide where I will clarify it even more. So when we look at sustainable and impact investing, we say that sustainable investors, they're generating broad impact on the surface. And nowadays, Apple, Microsoft, and other blue chips, they are creating broad impact and they are called sustainable nowadays, right? But, you know, without iPhone, I will not die out of hunger. And it is still profit-driven, so it creates impact. They can change systems and they can also put new standards out in the world because they are so huge, but they're still profit-driven, so don't forget about that. When we go to impact investors and impact companies, they are mission-driven and there is an underlying mission. So they create deep impact, they change lives, they transform systems. And this is why it's so important to understand what is what in order to allocate the capital into impact investing. And I will show you terrifying numbers of sustainable investing world nowadays. So you see that more than $30 trillion US dollars is already in sustainable investing. But what is the problem? The problem is that almost 20 out of the 30 trillions is allocated in this exclusion practice, so negative screening. So basically here you see the lowest chart, negative screening, it is making 2/3 of the whole capital allocation, where impact investing, it is here, impact investing is just here. And it's still a tiny number compared to these trillions, 30 trillions. And this is why we are here with Chamomile. We want to clarify also what is what. So more projects, more funds in impact investing would receive funds from investors. So understand what is what in order to take the right action. The world is changing. Get into impact investing sector. Thank you for watching.